My name is Jakob Lorentzen, and I'm associate professor at University of Copenhagen, Department of Neuroscience.
The purpose of this study was to identify new methods and use new technology in order to measure activity in children. That be children with special difficulties in terms of neurodevelopmental disorders or typically developed children.
Based on PANS with embedded EMG electrodes, so that the children can wear these trousers and then play.
Children with neurodevelopmental disorders are being less active compared to a typical developed children.
And we know that that's a problem for different reasons, especially in terms of their development, cognitively and motor development, but also special problems in relation to development of muscles and potential development of contractures.
We had the children typically developed and children with cerebral palsy doing these activities, and then we compared the muscle activities, and that was normal activities as walking and jumping and running and kicking to a ball, and then also resting situations. And then we compared it to the maximal capacity of activating the muscles, and then we did this normalization procedure so that we can see how much of their capacity they used. But when we normalized the EMG activity to their maximal capacity, we found that the children with cerebral palsy used much more of their capacity to doing normal activities as walking and kicking a ball like that.
The main conclusions from the study was that it is possible to measure muscle activities in a home setting over a longer period of time. It's quite low-cost technology that is being used, so it's accessible for a lot of people. We could, with this method, detect specific movements, so we could characterize different activities and distinguish them from each other, which means that we could say that this EMG pattern is related to walking, this EMG pattern is related to jumping, and so on and so forth.
Well, it's important to gain information about what the children are doing in their homes when they are not in the lab, so we get to know more about what how active the children are, and also we gain the possibility of measure which impact our treatment intervention will have in the future.